Fawaz Jirjaz is a professor of Middle East and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College and a Morning Edition commentator. Jirjaz spent the summer doing research in the Middle East. He says last week's bombing of the Imam Ali Shrine in Najaf could undermine relations between the United States and Shia Muslims.
I think the Shiites until now have given the United States the benefits of the doubt. And the big danger, in my opinion, lies in the fact that the attack itself could potentially sow the seeds of sectarian violence between Sunnis and Shiites, the two dominant sects in Iraq. And, of course, Iraq itself could descend into chaos and civil war. And this is truly, Bob, a worst-case scenario for the country.
You think the bombings are related, say the one at the UN headquarters and the one in Najaf?
Yes, absolutely. It seems to me there's a pattern here. And this not only represents a qualitative escalation of violence, but also shifting tactics on the part of the armed resistance in Iraq by trying to create as much chaos as possible and make Iraq ungovernable.
Who is involved in the Iraqi armed resistance?
Well, it appears that forces of the old regime seem to predominate in the armed resistance. But I would argue that other factions are playing vital roles, such as indigenous Iraqi Islamists, the so-called Sunni Salafists, along with Ansar al-Islam, a small Kurdish fundamentalist group. And of course, Arab Islamists who entered Iraq before the war, during, and they appear to be still slipping into the country. And finally, I think there are some Iraqis dissatisfied with the U.S. military presence who also oppose the old Ba'athist regime. So I think the armed resistance in Iraq spans a broad spectrum of political and ideological orientation and is not just limited to the old remnants or elements of the old regime as the conventional wisdom in Washington has it.
Explain about that Sunni group. Who are they?
Well, the Iraqi Islamists, the Sunni Salafists, they are, you might say, fundamentalists. They're similar to their Arab counterparts in Egypt, in Algeria, in Saudi Arabia, and so on. But I think it's very misleading, Bob, to suggest that Iraqi Islamists or other Islamists can be lumped together as Al-Qaeda-type fighters. Some of the Islamists share Al-Qaeda's apocalyptic worldview, but Iraqi Islamists, in particular, are mainly interested in establishing an Islamic state in Iraq, not just in waging a global jihad against the United States.
What about Arabs coming in from other countries?
Well, it seems to me, and the weight of evidence indicates, that Arab Islamists appear to have fully joined the armed resistance in Iraq. I think if the website and chat rooms of Islamists are to be taken seriously, and we should take them seriously, Iraq is gradually but steadily replacing Afghanistan and Bosnia as a magnet for many jihadi recruits to confront the forces of the so-called unbelief. And it seems to me that anti-American forces must now feel that U.S. forces are very vulnerable in Iraq and could be bled and bogged down in a prolonged guerrilla war. And if this particular resistance continues, I fear that you're going to have many more jihadi fighters joining the jihad in Iraq against the American forces.
So the U.S. occupation is, in a negative way, uniting forces that normally wouldn't have anything to do with one another.
Absolutely. Bob, Iraq never served as a launching pad for terrorism against the United States. And in fact, what has happened today is Iraq has become a fertile recruiting ground for militants who basically have a new theater of operation against American forces. And the danger lies in the fact if Iraq descends into chaos, you're going to have a major, major civil war on our hands rather than the low-intensity warfare that we are witnessing today in the country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Fawaz Jirjaz is a professor of Middle East and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College.